Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Houston, standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
We're on the Atlanta-Boston game today. Atlanta minus 1.5. No score. The Red Sox are threatening.
Yeah, salesman in trouble all 3 days.
We were in a weird spot today. Like, we all argued. We all argued about what we wanted to play. Like, we really didn't have a very good consensus about this game. It's only a unit. And they're getting plus 130, so maybe we'll get lucky or something. All right. You ready? The Twitchers have been demanding this, and they've been sad. They've been very, very sad about this. Oh, Chuck Schumer was putting the cheese on his burger patties while they were still raw frozen.
That's what it was.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Nacho G. Appreciate that. The heads up on that one. I saw this picture, but I totally forgot. I wasn't thinking burger.
So you were thinking of corn and not.
I was thinking of corn.
Okay, not the Chuck Schumer one.
The Cliff Kingsbury one's hilarious, too. So the one you saw with Schumer was with the hamburger?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. That's the one I was
thinking. No, I was thinking of a brisket, but this is also bad, and I also remember. This is the guy who's a relative to Amy Schumer, right?
Maybe. I have no idea.
I think they're related.
I have no idea.
Not sure.
I think Chuck Schumer and Amy Schumer are related.
Do you guys ever see the – Joe, I know you didn't get to work with him, but do you see the photo that Ted Johnson had of his grill?
No.
Quick sidetrack, little peek behind the curtains. He was doing spots for, I think it was Traeger. I think it was the grill brand. So they wanted a picture of him using it just so they could use it in their marketing. Like, hey, Ted Johnson's using a grill. And what he sent back was him using it, in air quotes I put here, with the wrap, like the plastic wrap still all over.
Oh, no.
He was pretending, even with like a spatula and everything, like he was using it. But you could see the plastic wrap all around it.
His dad runs like a barbecue.
Yeah,
joint.
I know.
He should be good at that.
Yeah, you would think.
That's
unbelievable. I want a good grill.
Shout
man.
Out to Teddy, though.
Look, Teddy's the best. Teddy's awesome. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line, 713-780-37. Rocky's mad at me at YouTube. Rocky's mad at me because he thinks Shohei Ohtani's a better hitter than Yordan, and I've argued with him. And Rocky's being a little sensitive. It's Rocky Soho on Twitter or on YouTube. I think it should be a little Rocky sensitive. On YouTube.
Yeah, he's been
a little
last,
sensitive about it, Rocky.
He's not liked this conversation.
We can agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree. Another junkie on the YouTube, ready for World Cup soccer. Yeah, we might get to soccer a little bit later today. We're the unofficial home of the World Cup right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's get to some D'Amico sound. Everybody wants it. Twitchers demand it. D'Amico, I don't want the OTA key here. Let's save that one for later, Brian. OTA key, no. D'Amico fires up the fans with the little banger right out of the rip.
Both sides are making plays, which is good to see from my perspective. And we're in a much better place than we were a year ago at this time. So I'm excited about the growth for where our team is. And I'm excited about the depth that we have and all of our young guys.
Okay. That'll rally the troops a little bit.
People get excited about
that. That's what I wanted to hear on
In a better place?
Yeah, Swarm. Now, why?
Let's do it. Okay.
Why, I think, is a good question. And our very own Will Kunkel, he asked D'Amico, well, why do you feel that way, Cap?
Feel like we're much further along with our installs, what we're able to install, a year two of the offense. Now going into year four of the defense, we're just able to speed things up when it comes to an installation process, and our guys are able to absorb a lot more, you know, mentally. So when you can do a lot of the things that we're doing now on the first day, it's just we're light years ahead of where we were last year.
To infinity and beyond. All right, so do you think that this is valid, or do you think this is coach speak?
That's it. Well, it's valid, mainly because you have the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. Like you should be. If you're saying anything not like this, I'd be highly concerned, honestly. Like, this is what a coach should say. It's coach speak, yes, but this is what they should be doing in year two at offensive coordinator. You only have a handful of guys that have to learn everything from – you know, not being on the team last year, David Montgomery, your offensive lineman, your rookies, but like your core of your receivers and your quarterback, they know all the plays already. So you're your install should be much farther along.
Yeah, I think it's valid.
Yeah.
I think it's valid. I do believe in continuity. I do think it's something that's valuable. Most of your you return almost every single starter. So, like, you're returning every single starter in a defense that has set its standard. You know, Matt Burke was calling plays last year after, the first three games?
Something like that.
He started calling the plays very early. The offense, most of the offense is back. You do add some starters on the offensive line. It is the second year of the system. Now, the question here is, is it a good system? Which is a fair question to ask. But I believe that this is valid. From D'Amico.
I mostly believe it's valid because it couldn't do anything but help to know the system to make the install easier. But we do still have to remember the drop-off. They went from year one of Slowik to year two of Slowik. So, until we actually see it on the field when it matters, I probably lean more towards Coach
Speed. That's a great point.
Thank you.
Your cow is so bad.
That's a great point.
I think it's pretty good.
That was
spot on.
Do it again.
That's a great point. Does that not sound the same?
It's too gravelly.
It sounds the same in my head.
Yeah, there's too much gravel.
Something's wrong with your ears then.
Cal has no gravel.
He has no gravel. All right. D'Amico, another one. He's talking about his quarterback, and he says that CJ has done a great job.
First time he's had a full offseason. He's been dedicated to the work. He's done a really great job of, first and foremost, just being here, being accountable, owning the reps, doing a great job of communicating with the staff, with the players. He's doing a great job of just taking more ownership of the offense. So I was just excited to see what this season entails for him because he's having a really great start to it being here in the offseason.
All right, valid or coach speak?
Well, what's that first part about?
So I hear that too, and it's like, well, why is this the first season he's had a full offseason? And then last year was the whole he's not throwing the first 2 days of OTAs in his shoulder. And he was asked directly by our very own Will Kunkel, has he had shoulder surgery? D'Amico's like, no, he hasn't had shoulder surgery. But if he didn't have a full offseason, well, clearly it was bothering him. Clearly he was behind. It doesn't mean he had to have surgery, but rest, right?
But it's also year four.
Yeah.
Why is this the first one?
Podcasting.
Yeah, this is an old take.
I don't. What else was wrong?
Okay, maybe year one that was the case.
No, but last year's the shoulder. I think it's validation that. And he didn't throw the first day, and it was like you said. Will is asking that question. Everyone was freaking out, and then he's out there the next day.
I think the final day. I think of the 3 days. I think he didn't throw the first two, and I think he threw on the final day.
Yeah, and then he was full for training camp and everything. Yeah. So it felt like it went away quickly. But if the shoulder was bothering him to where they weren't letting us see it, and it was slowing down everything, then, this is his first full offseason.
He was just on a pitch count. But to me, it is credence that he did have some shoulder stuff last offseason.
Yeah,
that doesn't
sure.
mean it had to be shoulder surgery. There's a lot of injuries where you just need 3 weeks to not throw.
Yeah.
3 weeks not to lift, So that was, I thought, a clue that he's probably hurt last year and it was a little more than they were letting on. The other stuff I felt was coach speak. He's done a great job of being here. Cool. What a job that he's done here.
Unless he wasn't
showing up.
Being accountable.
Unless he wasn't there last year.
You know who shows up? You know who's accountable? Grown-ups. Professionals. Adults. That to me was very coach speak.
Unless he wasn't there last year and we don't know it.
Maybe.
Because we do know the year before, not just the podcasting stuff, but we know he was traveling with Micah Parsons overseas and everything and doing the sumo wrestling and everything in the offseason. We don't know what last year was like. But this year he's here and everyone said it. So maybe it's coach speak, but there could be something behind it.
Some validity to it. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right. Next one from D'Amico.
See, Jeremy agrees with me sometimes.
Sometimes you make great points. D'Amico says that David Montgomery has been an outstanding addition.
Outstanding addition for us when it comes to just his approach to the game. A veteran guy who's come in and he's dialed in mentally. Physically, he's in really great shape, takes care of himself. I think he's really a great addition for, Woody, Jawar, British, all the young guys in the room. You see a guy his caliber and what he's been able to accomplish in the league, a lot to learn from, a lot for him to share with those guys. And I see that room has improved, drastically by adding, David to our team.
Well, yeah, that last year didn't have a starter. Oh, British Bulldog. Almost forgot.
Yeah, he mentioned British. I had to get it in.
So, all right. So, valid or coach speak?
Coach speak.
I think most of it is coach speak. The whole, how do you know he's a great addition already? You know what I mean?
It's coach speak. It's too early.
You don't know that yet. Now, his leadership, that's where I'm like, okay, there's validity there. Veteran in the room. He's a good example. I do think that stuff is tangible. So, I think that could be valid. Also, it kind of makes me think this is their running back room. Like, maybe that's just me reading way too much into it.
I think it is.
Maybe it's me reading way too much into it. But it also, like, the way that he mentions, I mean, he's going to mention all his running backs. But the thought that I had when he mentioned the British Bulldog, is he just the Dare replacement? Because he plays special teams. He's kind of, you know, a power back.
He can give
you some snaps at fullback even. Dare couldn't. But I think that the British Bulldog is the Dare replacement.
But Dare could also catch. And yeah. I don't see British Brooks as being a pass catcher.
That would be the bigger separator. Yeah. But, you know, you would
and
hope
can
you
British
would...
Brooks kick field goals. We don't know that.
Probably not.
He can try.
Although, he is from Britain.
You're profiling?
So, I mean, British people play soccer.
Facts.
That's true.
Like, Aussies play rugby, so they're good at punting. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So there is that. You hope that, though, you get the catching out of the backfield from Jawar and from Woody. And I said those out of order, but Woody and Jawar would get you your, you know, pass catching out of the backfield. But I do think he's your Dare replacement.
Yeah. The only way I feel like they add injury, and then if there's a veteran that they've got their eye on that's on another roster right now that could get cut.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, I think they're pretty set with the running back.
Yeah, it feels like they're – I mean, I don't know. This is just word speak. But, I mean, I would like a veteran to probably take the spot of British Bulldog. But I think you can – I mean, I think they're all right. You know, I think they're all right. David – like, they're better – I agree with DeMeco that they're better than they were a year ago.
100%.
Whenever you, you know, dismiss Joe Mixon from, you know, the equation. Now, did they know at this point last year if Joe Mixon was going to miss the whole year? I personally don't think so. Because they signed Chubb in June. If memory serves.
Yeah, I think at this exact point.
They thought Mixon was RB1.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you eliminate Mixon and go Chubb, you know, they had Chubb, they had Chubb. You had rookie Woody. Mm-hmm. You had practice squad Jawar. Was Bulldog healthy last offseason? I think he was coming off of injury.
I don't remember.
I don't know if he was healthy yet. So, like, I think that was worse than what you currently have. So,
I
do think that they're better this year than they were last year post Mixon.
Yeah, David Montgomery is a huge upgrade over Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And then Woody Marks is going to be in year two, and now we know what he is.
So year better.
Yeah.
Year better.
Yeah, it's definitely an upgrade.
And then Bulldog and Dare.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, probably the same. You know, British Bulldog might even win it by a small roll-up.
I believe his finisher was the power bomb. Or the power slam.
Yeah, but didn't he beat Bret Hart for the Intercontinental title with
Wembley?
Little roll-up?
I don't remember the
I thought it was the
match.
Roll-up. Yeah.
It could have been.
That's why. Yeah, Brian, that was an elite pull by me, and I expected you of all people to know that.
92 SummerSlam
at
Wembley.
It was an elite pull.
It was a good pull.
Elite pull, and I expected Brian to get it, and he didn't. He didn't
I mean,
get
I
it.
Said it was 92 SummerSlam at Wembley. I remember that.
Yeah, but you didn't
remember
the
finish.
It was a little small roll-up thing.
The
what do they call
it? Small package?
Small package?
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate name. All right, 713-780-ESPN. More from the captain. More from the head coach. Also, we'll get to the quarterback at some point as well. It's what everybody wants to hear. Everybody wants to hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. We'll get to the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, here in a little bit. 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy. It's Joe. It's ESPN 97.5. And first, I got to tell you about the greatness that is Federal American Grill. Do you know how good Federal American Grill is? Well, if you've had it, you know all about it, because there is nothing better than Federal American Grill. It is so delicious. Of course, stop by for social hour. Great during social hour. Every day from 3 until 7, they got social hour. They got $10 appetizers for you. They got a great variety of drink specials. Everything on the menu is fantastic. You're going to love it. The vibes there are fabulous, immaculate vibes. Don't get stuck in traffic. Go to social hour and let traffic go by you, and then, you know, just hit the roads a little bit later. 6 Houston area locations, though: Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, The Woodlands, Downtown, River Oaks. And in any of those locations, you can reserve a private event space, multiple private event spaces at all 6 of their locations. It is event season, as we know. This is great for your graduations. You hosting a birthday party right there. Maybe it's a reception. Maybe it's a work retreat. Maybe it's an anniversary. Federal American Grill is your spot for your private event spaces. It's also your spot for, how about just order lunch? Go to thefederalgrill.com. Click that order online button, top right corner. There you go. Fantastic. Save yourself some time. Maybe you're going for dinner tonight. I would recommend starting with the Bang Bang Shrimp. You're looking to eat a little bit lighter? How about the Iceberg Wedge Salad? Everybody likes an iceberg wedge. Great seafood, Freedom Burger. Every Freedom Burger sold, a dollar donated to Camp Hope, which is for our veterans that are battling PTSD. And the federal features are so good, too. Janice's Meatloaf is fantastic. They got a surf and turf for you. You're going to love everything on the menu. you. So get on over there, any one of their six Houston area locations. Federal American Grill, exceptional food meets Southern hospitality.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Sale got out of trouble in the bottom of the third. Braves with a two spot in the top of the fourth. Runners on the corners, two outs. We're on the Braves, minus a run and a half today. So sweat along with us. Junkies on the text line, 713-780-3776. Jeremy's cow impression sounds like an alien redneck from Men in Black. I'll take it. It's all coach speak, all of it. Well, technically, yeah. And then 8693 has the humor of Joe and Brian. 713-780-ESPN.
You're not going to read it?
No, I'm not.
They had Nick Chubb and Woody Marks on the roster.
Oh, Chubb and Woody?
Here's another one from D'Amico Ryans. Did you text that in?
No, I did not.
D'Amico says they have a lot of guys that can play the center position. Coach Speaker valid.
A lot of guys who can play the center position, so being able to move different guys around, get different guys in that position to see, you know, who's going to come out on top. So we have a lot of good competition. We had a lot of good depth to our offensive line.
We didn't swing.
They've done a great job this offseason. Coach Pop has done a great job with them. And it's shaping up to be really nice. You can't tell much until you put pads on when it comes from an O-line, D-line perspective.
But
we've taken strides tremendously when it comes to the communication up front. So I'm proud of what I've seen so far. And I'm excited to see where it's going to go for us.
All right, Ballard or Coach Speak there?
All Coach Speak.
I think it's mostly Coach Speak.
I mean, they added a lot of guys. Fact.
Yeah, I mean, I do think they have options at center.
They do, for sure.
Rutledge, maybe, who was snapping the ball to Stroud a little bit today, according to reports. Will Kunkel tweeted that. They have Patterson, of course. They still have Fisher. So, not Fisher. Andrews. And then, look, I think Obafemi can play a little bit of center too. Mm-hmm. I think he can play a little bit of center.
We've said Obafemi as his name so much that I forgot what his actual name is.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But no. Someone texted him the other day, like, just didn't get the joke.
Yeah. It's like, Obafemi's a professional wrestler, you idiot.
Yeah, he's got an open challenge.
We know.
That's the joke. But no, I do think they have a lot of guys that can play center. I also hope he's right about the communication on the line. I don't know how you could possibly know that today.
Yeah. It's the most coach speak thing he maybe said so far.
Yeah, I don't know how you can know that today. But, yeah, I hope that's right.
Quotes like that, it was a little bit with the running back quote as well. He has a tendency, at this part of the offseason, to just list everybody at the position and say we have a lot of options. It was like, yeah, that's literally everybody on the roster, but there's how many guys that he named would we be excited by starting at center?
That's Rutledge? Rutledge would be my only one.
Probably one?
Yeah.
So, we have so many guys, yeah, but we don't want most of them playing, so that's kind of irrelevant.
Right. He's not gonna try to ingratiate with us, though.
No.
He's going to try to do what's right for his locker room, which rightfully so. And to his credit, he's like, you can't tell anything with pads.
Yeah.
So I do want to give him kudos for saying that. I think we found D'Amico Ryan's man crush Monday.
Higgins has done a really great job of taking advantage of the offseason, really coming back in shape. He's looking bigger, stronger, faster, which is what you expect for a second-year player of his caliber. He's definitely, taking advantage of it. I'm really excited to see what it's going to look like this season. I know he's going to have a really good year based on how he looks right now. He's in shape. He's ready to roll.
There you go.
Loves it.
Coach Speaker or valid?
Valid.
He has a crush.
Yeah.
Well, he's valid.
Hey, he looks great. That's valid.
I'm not a huge fan. Oh, he's in the best shape of his life. Well, I hope he should be. He's a professional athlete. That's what they do for a living. They get in really good shape to get ready to play the year.
And they're in the best shape of their life every year.
I do think Higgins had an underrated rookie season.
I totally agree.
Underrated rookie season.
And same amount of touchdowns as Nico last year. Like, it happened so much later in the season when I think everything else was going wrong with the offense. It kind of got ignored.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Overall. But, where's he? Do you know offhand where he's going in your best ball leagues?
Yeah, he's going 14th round.
Okay.
I think I drafted him in one today, actually.
How many are you at so far?
I'd have to look. Give me a commercial break.
To count them all.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I like Higgins. I'm a fan of Higgins. Now, I do think something that could hurt him from a fantasy perspective is I don't think they want to throw the ball a ton.
Yeah, I don't know about fantasy value for him. He feels like a bye week guy. That when you got guys on buys, you feel comfortable slotting them in your lineup as a sub in, but probably not starting them very often.
No, well, I mean, best balls, you don't worry about that. Well, yeah. You're just looking for volatility and dudes who can score. Now, here's how about his teammate, DeMeco? How about his Iowa State teammate that we want to see more of in Jalen Knoll?
Jay Knoll's done a really great job as well, improving at his craft and how we're able to move him around different areas, doing a great job. You know, as a kick returner, punt returner, we're emphasizing him, you know, working on getting vertical. He's doing a really great job of working on those things as well.
There you go. Coach Speaker, validity.
I think it's interesting he does signal out the punt return and kick return because we discussed if that was going to be his role this year on this team. You know, how does, if he's your third wide receiver, if he was in front of Hutchinson, would he still be the main kick returner or punt returner, or would you change it? So I think it's interesting he points that out of all the things he said there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working on getting vertical.
Yeah, I'm just curious the year that he has. I have no idea what to expect from him. Higgins, by the way, 125.4 ADP. So he's going 11th round.
Okay.
I've been doing super flexes, though, so my like ADP is kind of out of whack. How about some injury updates? DeMeco Ryans on Brevin Jordan seems to be pretty fired up about him.
Brevin's out. He's rolling, doing a great job, back to where he's been, always here, big smile on his face, excited to practice. You know, we're easing him back in. He had a really big play yesterday on a choice route. He, man, got to the proper depth, broke one of our safeties off, and had a really nice play. So, I mean, it was exciting, right, to see him just back on the field. We know how devastating it was for him to go down.
I love a good choice route.
Is that your favorite route?
Yeah. Give the option to the guy and make a choice, make a decision. I like a choice route.
Yeah, he looks large.
He's a tight end.
His arms look large.
I didn't expect him to be, like, you know, good to go right now. So that kind of, that's interesting. I like that.
I mean,
that's cool.
He had more than a year, though, at this point, right?
I mean, I think he heard it. Didn't he heard it during, wasn't it training camp?
It was training camp or OTAs. Like, it was okay. Really,
well, that's a big difference.
Yeah,
training camp and OTA is a big difference. If it's OTA, it's been a year. If it's training camp, it's been 10 months.
Yeah,
I think it was training camp. I think it was the very beginning of training camp. So that's why I was surprised. I thought it'd be a year injury. But whatever. Red Sox got one back.
Mm.
And they got a runner at third with less than two outs. Mm. Here's another update on Tank Dell.
Tank is still working off on the side. When that time is, you know, set for him to be back, he'll be back out there.
There you go. I'm not worried about him, like, being on the sideline OTAs. My biggest takeaway from this is how comical it was that, like, oh, he's going to try to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's not working out with the team on May 28th.
Like in the video playoffs. That I think Aaron Wilson had of them walking out together, like Tank doesn't even have a helmet.
Well, yeah, he's not working out.
Well, I know. So it's like, but that guy was going to play in the playoffs.
And look, they're taking it slow. We get it. Like, it was a devastating injury, but the whole conversation that, like, oh yeah, you know, maybe he's going to be back for the playoffs. That looks incredibly silly now. Incredibly silly. If you can't work out with the team, and this isn't an anti-Tank thing. I think they should be playing it safe. They absolutely should be playing it safe. He doesn't need to be healthy on May 28th. It's more about the season. But he wasn't close to being ready for the playoffs.
Is week one the expectation?
I think, you need to build. No, I think training camp's the expectation. I think,
like,
training camp.
If he's not fully practicing by start of training camp, is that when we're okay to be concerned?
What would define concern? Like, he's not going to play this year?
Like, he's not going to contribute to the level that they need him to contribute.
No, I think he can still contribute, but it would be more middle of the year, late half of the year. But I think he'll be ready by camp.
Just playing the worst case hypothetical out, like, if Tank isn't back as a contributor, then it starts to kind of make some questions about how they attack the offseason by not adding anything at that position, in my opinion.
I don't think so. I think it's trust in Jalen Knoll, though.
Because I think my biggest pushback is, like, I have zero expectations for Tank Dell this season.
Same.
Like, I do not expect him to contribute to this team in a major way coming off of that injury. Anything he gives you is gravy. Like, it's I have such low expectations. So to your point, Brian, like, I think it's fair. Like, should they have added to the wide receiver room? And I do wonder, you know, if Tank is progressing slowly, I would like to see them add a veteran of some kind to that room if they don't think they're going to get Tank back and contribute in the way that they're hoping for. But I personally have no expectations for him this season.
Yeah.
Whatever you get was whatever you get.
King, you're saying me with Koo glasses on. I just said I don't have any expectations for him. King, you're trying to create a narrative that does not exist here, Kinger. Not a great look on you, Kinger. Let's be fair. Let's be balanced. Let's not be one-sided. I think he'll be back by camp, though. Are you ready to hear from the quarterback?
Let's hear it.
Everybody wants to hear from C.J. Stroud. This is by demand of the Twitchers. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Astros lineup's out today. Christian Walker, the day off.
Deserved.
Yeah. Isak Paredes protecting Yordan today. I just added something to my cash. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Let's hear from the quarterback now. Actually, let's hear from a few texters. I'm typing this in, cash or trash a little bit later. Rocky, so I don't understand how Tank can post social media pictures of him running all kinds of crazy routes and lifting weights, yet he gets to the football field and he's not ready yet. I don't get it. I just think they're being uber careful. Like, what's the purpose of him practicing on May 28th when they're in shells?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of him doing anything in OTAs?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. All that's going to happen is a fluke injury.
Yeah, to me, it's be ready by training camp. And I think he will be. I think he will be ready by training camp.
And it's not like, I don't think he's like lifting like heavy weights. He's doing.
Why couldn't he lift heavy weights upper body?
He can. And he's running like, he's doing
was
like.
Was that a small joke?
I mean, he doesn't look like he can.
Are you calling him weak because he's little?
Yep.
That's messed up.
But I think
Joe's being a sizist.
I think Joe's allowed to say it though.
Because he's small?
Yeah.
And we're small in different ways.
True.
I'm short. Fat.
How far do you want to go with that, Joe?
He's taller and skinny, so it's a little different.
He's ripped.
Yeah,
I'm not. Ripped. Obafemi is a wrestler. Branham, eject me. You don't get ejected when you ask for it. If we have to stick around for the whole show, so do you. Anyone can play the center position. Doesn't mean they're any good. That's facts. Hopefully Rutledge is good, though. That's what everybody's hoping for. All right, C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud on year two of being in Nick Caley's system.
I mean, I watched a lot of our self-scout, you know, just try to, you know, fix some things, try to introduce some things that I'm used to that I've done in my past that I like to do, so we can do that a little more. But, you know, I think we're both growing, you know, creating a better relationship and, you know, growing as offense. And just trying to make it the offense for the 2026-2027 Texans, you know, and trying to doing things that everybody, you know, is good at, you know, and doing things that, you know, we've done in the past. So, you know, we're growing in that area.
All right, what do you think about that? Is that valid? Is that quarterback speak?
Do things we've been good at in the past. That seems a little valid, but also quarterback speak?
To me, it didn't feel like they had a great year one.
No, it doesn't.
Like, we're getting better at our relationship. We're getting better at what we want to do.
Well, he publicly
we're adding
talked
things
about.
That I, yeah, like, I don't think that they – not that I think there was any strife. I just don't think it was this, like, you know, two peas in a pot.
No, when he would talk about playing to his strengths last year and – well, they wouldn't do any of what he was saying.
Yeah. The death by a thousand cuts. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, that's not really me.
Yeah. So I think that sounds more of the relationship's a little bit better. And maybe they're a little more on the same page this year.
Yeah.
What they want.
Maybe a little give and take. Restrain, yeah. I'll meet you in the middle. Kaylee, I'll meet you in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't sound like they had a great year one.
I think that's what you would expect in year two of and after a year one where, like, you could tell there wasn't always a good flow.
No.
It felt like between the OC and the quarterback. And then maybe – you would hope in year two, it's okay. Now CJ gets the offense, and Nick Caley gets more CJ. And you can, again, like you said, meet in that middle and find out what works well for both of you guys.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with that as well. It didn't sound great there. Stroud with his mindset after last postseason.
I think I'm a motivated person regardless of how we ended or how I did. Of course, you know, that definitely, you know, helps. But, I mean, I learned in my life, man, you got to learn to let failures go, let successes go, you know, just as quick as you would do a win. You know, you got to learn from it and move on. So that's what I did.
There you go.
Just got to move on.
Valid or quarterback speak?
Quarterback speak.
Yeah, quarterback speak. All right, last one. C.J. Stroud, which is a great question from Landry Locker, I thought. Great question. Asked him about, you know, not getting that contract extension and C.J. Stroud's response to that.
Let my agent handle it, you know, and, you know, if it's time to do it, then it is. If it's not, my job is football, So that's what I focus on, is just getting better. And I think I've held my bargain up on that edge. So, you know, I'm, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm excited to be a Texan this year and, you know, go from there.
Did he say on that edge or that end?
I heard edge.
I heard edge, so he meant end?
Yeah. I heard edge? You heard edge?
I think so.
I never heard edge used that way. But anyways, coach speaker valid.
It's definitely quarterback speak.
Quarterback speak. I don't agree with him. I don't think that he's held up his end.
Oh, that, no. No, don't. Yeah, he is not.
I feel like I've held up my end there. Like, no.
Did you also catch that he said towards the end, I'm happy to be a Texan this year?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Play that again. Play the back. Play the last 7 seconds of that. I didn't catch that at the end. Is Stroud alluding to something?
You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm excited to be a
Well, that didn't work.
And I think I've held my bargain up on that edge. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm excited to be a Texan this year and, you know, go from there.
Interesting. Nah. See, the way that I hear that is just like, yeah, this is the year. We're focused on this year. I'm excited for this
Probably,
year.
Probably, yeah.
I hear that. I don't think he's hinting.
Yeah, but if you wanted
to hear a conspiracy.
As much as I would like to have a conspiracy with this, it is as high theater as it would be, and I love me some theater. I mean, love me some drama.
What would your Twitter look like if you went and tweeted out that quote and ended it with this?
Yes. One? Please do it.
If you just type that out.
For the show.
Hold on, so what do you want me to do?
I'm excited to be a Texan this year.
Take the full text of what he said.
Like, you just want me to grab the video? Or you want me to like the transcript?
Just transcribe it.
Yeah,
because if you transcribe it, people are going to read it. As...
You know what you can do? Go full Channel Rome, only take part of the quote.
That's what I want you to do.
Have they sent out the transcript? They have. They've sent out the transcript. I could literally copy and paste this. So you want me to like a video of him, like just a picture of him?
Just picture of him.
And then just put the last part of the quote?
Yeah, and just see what your Twitter account does.
Where we talk about, I'm excited to be a Texan this year.
Yeah.
And go from there?
Yeah. When asked about his contract.
Yeah. Go full Wendy. Fingers up.
I'm not a journalist. I couldn't care less if I... All right, so I'm going to... So just to be clear, you want me to tweet, quote, I'm excited to be a Texan this year and go from there?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
No, I want you to insert conspiracy into it. Joe might just want the text.
You want me to insert conspiracy into it? How am I going to do that?
You just say like
Stroud on not getting a contract.
Sounds like he doesn't think he'll be here long term.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on.
I'm not adding that.
You're not a journalist. What do you care?
I'm not a journalist, but people look up to me. People look up to me as a model citizen.
Who are these people?
Yeah, who? Yeah, name them.
Besides
Branham.
Branham, baby. You beat me to it.
You can't read
beat me to it. No, I'm not gonna add commentary.
Okay.
But I'll say Stroud on not getting a contract. Look, the question was on how much of a challenge his contract has been and if it's easy to just put that to the side. I could just copy and paste the question.
Yeah, you could do that. I think it'll do well still for you.
All right, I'll do that. Why not? Why the heck not? Why the heck not?
We can get Jeremy.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
I didn't do it. Y'all bullied me into doing it.
So we can get
y'all
you to tweet
peer pressured
you want.
Me into doing it. No, I didn't. Not gonna do whatever I didn't. You did. That's not true.
Taylor Trammell should be behind Jordan Alvarez, not Isak Paredes.
Taylor Trammell is behind Jordan Alvarez.
Not batting right behind him.
But then you have lefty lefty Joe.
That's fine.
You're not gonna get me to tweet anything. I didn't add conspiracy like Brian wanted me to.
We'll see how far we can.
I'm willing to negotiate. 713-780 ESPN, HRMP listener line. Put this year in bold italics, says Robert in Beaumont.
There you go. There you go.
All right, yeah. I'll do that. I'll do bold italics. Can you do that on Twitter? I think you can. I think you can add fill on. Yeah. Put the quote on his picture. Nah, I don't know how to do that. You guys angling to become the flagship of the comments?
Yeah, they want to pay us.
I wouldn't mind being the voice of the radio voice of the comments.
I think you do a great job.
I think I do a great job.
She hit that shot from a long ways out.
Oh, please.
They did. They released a player, though, this Connecticut Sun today. They waived Haley Van Lith.
Mm.
Y'all know her.
LSU?
Then transferred. She went from Louisville to LSU to TCU.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was a Sky.
I've actually called one of her games.
She got cut by the Sky.
I know.
And then now cut by the Suns. /comments.
They're not the Suns.
What are they?
The Sun.
Oh. Whatever.
Tommy would hate that.
Whatever, man. Like that.
I believe in fairness and honesty.
You're right.
The show is so much better when you're not being a turd.
Well, the reason I say that is because I find it weird that they're the Sun and not the Suns.
Because they're the Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. Although, is it weird that Phoenix is the Suns?
Yeah.
Like, there's only one Sun.
Well, in our solar system, yeah.
Right.
That's what you're basing it off
of. I think Phoenix is talking about our solar system, not the multiple the solar systems that could be out there. So I would push back and say, and that's the reason that I said it wasn't so much to nitpick you. It's just find it funny that one team's the Sun and one team's the Suns. I think Connecticut has it right.
I
think it should be the Sun, not the Suns.
Yeah.
I think Suns is kind of stupid. No, even if it wasn't after the casino, though. Like, how could you be plural Suns if there's only one Sun known to us?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix screwed that up.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I hate to agree with you again, but.
But that's true.
And way to be a yes man.
Yeah, sorry.
Cash them or trash them. Phoenix is stupid.
Cash.
All right. That's our first Cash Them or Trash Them. You know what's coming up next? More Cash Them or Trash Them. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
It's Cash Them.
That is so good. That's exactly right.
Or Trash Them.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
713-780-ESPN. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? Phillip 68 says basically everyone on the team is a Suns or the Phoenix Suns. Another junkie says I'm pretty sure all NBA teams end with the letter S, hence the Suns. Then they texted back in 2 minutes later and said all but four. You saved yourself an ejection there.
Yep.
He was about to eject you. He said all but four Heat, Thunder, Jazz, Magic, which I go back to Phillip 68's text. Basically, everyone on the team is a Sun, so they're basically the Phoenix Suns. Why aren't they the Miami Heats? Why aren't they the Oklahoma City Thunders?
Great point.
Why aren't they the Utah Jazzes? Why aren't they the Orlando Magics?
Also the Stanford Cardinal. Some people get that wrong sometimes.
That's because it's the tree and not the actual.
I thought it was the color. No? Either way,
you might be right.
It's not
the color, but they have a tree as a mascot.
Yeah. It's not to be confused with the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah. That's just kind of funny. Junkie says, dang it, I take that last comment back.
Junkie?
It's just weird. Just weird. Phoenix Suns, I think, are wrong.
I wonder if it's just as simple as what sounds better. Like, Miami Heat sounds really stupid.
I do get annoyed whenever teams don't have an S at the end, though. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
I don't like it. If you were calling games in the WNBA now.
Like the Dynamo.
Yeah, but the Dynamos would be weird.
Yeah, I think it's literally like what sounds not dumb.
Sure, I think the Dynamo is better than Dynamos, but I wish they had another name.
Fair.
I don't like a name that doesn't end with an S.
Yeah, Sun is weird. Like saying Sun during a broadcast would be weird.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever.
Here come the Sun.
Here come the Sun.
The Phoenix Sun win. It's just kind of, it doesn't. Doesn't sound right because it's a team. You're talking about multiple people.
I get it.
I know.
What a weird conversation.
I think we're completely lost in the weeds.
Yeah,
man.
Let's just move on. 713-780-ESPN. What is your cash 'em or trash 'em, Joe?
This first proposal by the owners of the hard salary cap.
It's hilarious.
It's not that bad.
What?
I don't hate it.
It's like $240 million.
Yeah, only six teams are above it.
Yeah, it should be $300 million.
I'm fine with that. But
they're also just starting there.
But I think the owners are actually starting. This will be the cash or trash. The owners are starting at a good place for this negotiation.
Trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they're trying to push the salary cap, and I get
right.
No one wants it.
That's where the trash is at.
But I think having the low end be $171 million, the minimum. The players only said $150 million.
The players don't want a salary cap.
I know
that's the hang up here. That's going to be the impasse. That's going to be the problem. So whenever you just introducing a salary cap period is a huge obstacle. And then to have it at $243 million, which is the competitive balance tax. Competitive balance tax is probably around there.
I think that's the number right now.
Yeah, that's a no go.
I think it's a good starting point. Honestly,
I don't think.
I think both sides started from a place where it's not realistic. Like, all the player proposed words, just give us more money. Like,
right.
Okay. They wanted to double the minimum salary. They wanted to put the tax threshold for teams that spend too little, like at $150 million.
I don't mind the salary floor.
I don't either. I just don't think. I
think $150 is a fine salary floor. I don't know, man. This is gonna be a long negotiation. I'm already annoyed by it. Like, they're gonna both have these outrageous demands, and we're not gonna have baseball, and that ticks me off.
Do you think it's gonna be a full season?
No, but I think we'll miss baseball, which is gonna annoy me because it's gonna be a halt in the off season. It's gonna be a halt in pitchers and catchers reporting. It's gonna be like, okay, let's just slap a season together. It's just gonna be super annoying. They should just lock them in a room and, like, you can't leave until you've negotiated 100%. It out. Like, that's like, the way it should be. And then you can televise it on the network.
The biggest tell that we'll see, I think, of how much baseball we would lose next year is now how quickly the players counter again.
Like, they already said something.
But, like, are they going to, like, a full counter proposal?
They said salary cap is, like, a non-starter. Cool. We're going to have work stoppage.
Yeah. If that's the approach they're going to take, then there's no work stoppage.
I don't know what I don't. I don't know. I don't know. I hate it. Hate it.
I think you can do a salary cap.
I think it has to be $300 million,
if not higher.
And I still don't think the Players Association would do that.
No, I think as long as the owners stick with the salary cap, we will not have a baseball season.
Well, I think we'll have a season. I don't know, but, man.
As
this
long
be
as
so
until they come off of that, though, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't think the Players Association, to your point, will ever agree to a salary cap. So until the owners come off of it, baseball's canceled.
So you don't think they come up with, you don't think they get there?
Not
you don't
to think a the full salary cap, no. I don't think the players will ever agree to that.
I don't either. I think it's going to be like, okay, don't play baseball then. Yeah, that's where I think. Anyways, I think Nick Allen should play more.
Cash.
Not in the lineup again tonight. Which Christian Walker having a day off today is kind of odd because Christian Walker kills Nathan Eovaldi. Christian Walker is homered twice in 12 at-bats against Eovaldi. .417 average, 1,500 on OPS.
It was weird that Paredes was out yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, but Paredes struggles against DeGrom. This is way weirder. Like, why you wouldn't schedule a day off for a guy going up against a pitcher who he owns?
It almost makes me feel like they just, like, put a plan in place of, like, this is your off day.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And
if they did do that, I think it's foolish.
Oh, for sure. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
I go a step further.
You worried about him?
Kinda.
Okay.
My step further, though, is going to be more, I wonder if Walker was supposed to have an off day yesterday, but Isak was like, oh, my Bednar's sore. And then he got the off day instead. And then it's like, okay, now that we need Walker to have an off day, we're going to have the off day today.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
The trickle down?
Because Isak's playing first today, although that makes sense if Walker's having the day off. But you know what kind of was weird, but this also is like plausible, is Isak came out as a pinch hitter yesterday, but then didn't stay in the game. Now, they did have a late lead, and they don't love his defense. So, like, okay, that makes sense. But it's just a little weird that Walker's off day is against a pitcher that he historically has really good success against. I think it's poor planning at best.
Yes. Ryan, do you cash or trash?
I cash it.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
I'm going to dive into fantasy a little bit here, but because I'm starting to get the itch to start drafting some best ball leagues on Underdog. Promo code Killer B, does that still exist?
It's gonna?
Okay. Football all right. Season. Well, maybe we should change that one. But anyway, I think Jaden Daniels right now, his ADP is far too high. Right now, I'm seeing him as quarterback 4 below only Allen, Lamar, and Burrow. I think we got to drop that about 3 or 4 more spots. I'm not convinced, not only because of really it's a number of things. The injuries last year, the defensive head coach, they have virtually nothing other than an aging Terry McLaurin at the skill positions. I know he's a runner, and that's the cheat code in fantasy, but I would be taking Jaden Daniels about 3 or 4 spots lower than he's currently going.
Nerd.
Yes, but cash. I totally agree.
100 drafts.
Yeah, no, I am a nerd.
You're at how many?
I haven't looked yet, but I'm probably 50.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do the pre-draft ones that you do. I can't do pre-draft.
Those are fun.
I know, but I can't talk myself into doing pre-draft.
I like the pre-drafts. They're fun.
Was there any of the guys who got drafted that you were heavy in on, but you hated where they got drafted to?
Mike Washington.
Okay.
I didn't love where Mike Washington got drafted.
Oh, yeah, backing up Ginty.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I'm kind of rooting for Ginty to get hurt. Just kidding-ish. Mike Washington probably.
Okay.
I'm still drafting him, though, but he slipped. His ADP is way lower.
Yeah, because now he's just a backup, very clearly.
Yeah. I also kind of fade rookies, though, in the pre-draft drafts because I think they boost rookies. I think rookies get drafted too high because of the excitement of a rookie. So I actually kind of fade rookies in pre-draft best balls. So it wasn't something that like I was terribly upset about. Who would you have ahead of them, though? So Daniels, Hurts, Williams, Drake May, Dak.
Yeah, I would move Hurts, Caleb, and Drake May ahead of them.
Okay.
Dude, I think I put
Dak. And there's an argument like there Dak. For Dak, Dak although run, Dak though. Doesn't run. So, that yeah, Dak has to have a huge touchdown season.
Yeah, I'm gonna cash that. Okay. I like that take.
It's more, for me, it's not. It's the health.
Scary.
Don't trust them.
I also don't love Lamar as QB2, though. Does he deserve to be drafted there? Yes. Am I scared about drafting him there? Yes.
That's a breath of fresh air.
Also, yes. What?
So that was a breath of fresh air.
He did?
The new coaching staff.
Yeah. Let's do a bonus cash him or trash him. Because we have one from D'Amico. D'Amico was like, hey, I love cash him or trash him. I'm a big fan of the show. Big fan of cash him or trash him. I got a cash him or trash him.
Is that accurate?
Maybe. I might be lying. But the D'Amico cash or trash, whether he did it or we are repurposing it, one of the two. Who's the dude from MLB Network? Is it Greg Amsinger? He's got a cash him or trash him.
Okay.
And you know who says cash him or trash him? The Junkies! So we'll get to those. Junkie? A bonus cash them or trash them. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Less than four.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.